Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah introduces us to the idea that in order to be liable for murder, a person has to have in the intent to murder somebody for which there is a punishment of death, of capital punishment. But if it's if a person's intention is to kill somebody for whom one is not liable capital punishment, one would not be, even if they end up killing somebody who is for whom they are liable capital punishment, they are not going to be liable for capital punishment since their intention was to kill somebody who is not somebody for whom they would be liable capital punishment. Additionally, the Mishnah will also move into the discussion that the action for which, through which murder happens has to be with the intention to do an action that has the capacity to murder. If it does not have the capacity to murder normally, this action, but by some fluke it happens to kill somebody, a person would not be liable. The Mishnah begins, Niskaven lahargas a behema. If a person has intention to kill an animal for which they may be liable to other penalties, but not capital punishment, vahargas adam, but they inadvertently end up killing a human being, or let's say lanachri, somebody who's not Jewish for whom they would not be liable capital punishment for, it's still forbidden, but he would not be liable to capital punishment, v'harag es Yisrael, and instead he kills a Jew, or la nefalim, or let's say he kills an infant who is not capable of living past 30 days. It's something that's not going to make it. It wasn't full term. It was not going to make it. V'harag es, and for that he would not be liable to capital punishment. It's still forbidden, but he's not liable to capital punishment. V'harag es ben kayama, and instead he kills a viable human being, putter. He's putter for capital punishment. He doesn't get capital punishment since the intention was not to kill someone for whom one was liable capital punishment. Now, this kavan lahakoso al masnav. Let's say he has commanded to hit somebody on their loins. But that blow was not sufficient to kill somebody by hitting them in the loins. In the loins, it takes a great deal of power to kill somebody. V'holchala alibo, but instead, inadvertently, the blow came in on his heart, on the person's heart. V'hoyaba kidei l'hamas alibo, it was enough to kill somebody by a blow to the heart. Blow to the heart doesn't take as much power. V'mes, and he dies. Pater. He's pater from Misa, from getting capital punishment. And that's because the blow, the intention of the blow was not sufficient to kill somebody. His intent was to hit somebody on the loins, where that blow was not enough to kill somebody. Niskaven lahakoso alibo. If his intention is to give somebody a blow on the heart, and it was sufficient enough of a blow to kill the person in the heart, but v'holchala al masnav, but instead it went and hit him in the loins, and that power of blow was not normally enough to kill somebody in the loins, v'meis, but by some fluke they did die. So even though his intention was to kill somebody, but the action that he did was not an action that normally should have killed somebody based on where it hit him, putter, he's still putter since the blow itself, even though his intention was to kill, but the blow itself was not a blow that was sufficient to kill somebody normally. Now, niskaven lahakos hasagadol, his intention is to hit an adult, a large person, for lahoyba kidei lahamas hagadol, but it wasn't sufficient enough of a blow to kill a large person, v'holchala ala katan, but the blow hit a smaller person, v'hoyaba kidei lahamas hasagadol, and that blow was sufficient to kill a smaller person, v'meis, and the small person dies, pater, he's pater again, because the blow, his intention was not to kill somebody. Now, if he's niskaven lahakos as hakatan, his intention was to hit a small person, v'hoyaba kidei lahamas as hakatan, and it was sufficient enough of a blow to kill a small person, v'holchala ala gadol, but accidentally it hit a larger person, v'lohoyaba kidei lahamas as hakatan, and that blow is not something that would be normally able to kill a larger person, v'meis, but somehow or another, by a fluke, it ended up killing that larger person. He's putter, again, because the blow itself, even though his intention was to kill, but the blow itself was not a blow that normally should cause Misa. avoniskaven lahakos al masna. But let's say he has kavana to hit somebody on their loins. And it's a sufficient enough of a blow to kill somebody in the loins. And instead it went and hit him in the heart, which for sure any blow that would kill somebody in the loins would certainly kill them in the heart. And he dies, he's chayav, because his intention was to kill, plus he hit with a blow that was sufficient enough to kill somebody on their heart. Now, niskavan lahakos is hagadol. If his intention was to hit a large person, and that blow was sufficient to kill a large person, but it went, the blow hit a smaller person, and the smaller person died, he's chayav, because, again, the blow was sufficient to kill a small person, because it was enough to kill even a large person. It comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilo niskavan lahargazeh pater. Even if your intention was to kill one person, you killed somebody else, you're pater. Even if the other person was somebody for whom you're liable capital punishment. So that is when we, at the beginning of our Mishnah, we talked about a case that if you, let's say you intended to kill an animal and instead you killed a human being, so you're not liable. But the inference of that statement is that had you intended to kill a human being for whom you're liable capital punishment, and you killed a different human being for whom you're liable capital punishment, that you would be chayev. And Rabbi Shimon is rejecting that idea and saying that even if your intention was just to kill person A and you instead killed person B, you're pater because you didn't kill the person whom you intended.